Welcome back to the deep dive, where we really get into the details of things that matter. And this time we're going to be talking about that lifetime warranty on the PlankFirm Luxe mattress, making sure that you know how to keep it valid.
Mm-hmm.
We are working with a great article from Mattress Advisory.
Yeah.
These folks really know their mattresses.
They do.
And they've even given us a special discount link for Deep Dive listeners.
Oh, wow.
So be sure to check that out in the show notes.
Fantastic resource. I was so impressed by how practical the advice was for mattress owners.
Yeah. Buying a mattress is a big investment, right?
Huge.
You really want that warranty to give you peace of mind.
Yeah.
But sometimes those warranty terms can be a little confusing.
Oh, absolutely. They can vary so much from brand to brand, and that's why it's so important to understand the specifics. You know, the PlankFirm Luxe warranty.
Yeah.
Before you even think about filing a claim.
Exactly. So let's just imagine for a second that you need to make a warranty claim.
Okay.
What are some scenarios where things could go wrong, where that warranty might not be there for you?
Well, one of the biggest mistakes I think people make is using the wrong kind of foundation.
Really?
You know, you might not realize it, but the surface you put your mattress on plays a huge role in how long it lasts and can even void your warranty.
That's interesting. I've never really thought that much about my mattress foundation beyond, like, you know, keeping it off the floor.
It's one of those things that a lot of people overlook.
Yeah.
But the article does a good job of breaking down, like, the do's and don'ts.
Sure.
For example, a solid platform bed, you know, or a slatted frame with slats no more than 4 inches apart is usually a good choice.
Yeah.
But that old box spring that you might have in the guest room,
right,
probably not the best idea unless it's designed specifically for a newer mattress type, you know, like a memory foam or a hybrid.
Hold on. There's a 4-inch rule for slats.
Yeah.
Why is that so important?
It's all about support. So those slats
help
to distribute your weight evenly across the mattress and prevent it from sagging if they're too far apart. The mattress can start to dip between the slats.
Ooh.
And that leads to, you know, wear and tear and potentially voiding your warranty.
So my DIY Beercrete foundation from college is a no-go.
I think it's time to upgrade.
Okay.
For your sleep and your warranty's sake.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about foundations. What about other ways people might unknowingly void their warranty?
Sure.
What about accidental damage?
Yeah, accidental damage is definitely another common issue.
Mm-hmm.
The article highlights a few things to avoid, like don't try to modify the mattress in any way.
Okay.
Like no cutting or reshaping or removing layers, and as tempting as it might be,
right,
don't jump on the bed. It can put a lot of stress on the materials and lead to damage over time.
So you're saying it's all about preserving the original structure and integrity of the mattress?
Exactly. The warranty is there to cover defects in materials or workmanship, not damage caused by misuse.
Gotcha.
Think of it like this. If you accidentally rip a seam while dragging your mattress across the room, I think that's on you, not the manufacturer.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about stains or spills?
Yeah.
I imagine those could be a problem too.
You're right. Moisture is a big one when it comes to mattress warranties.
Yeah.
And it's not just spills you need to worry about, but also things like humidity. You want to avoid anything that could lead to mold or mildew or deterioration of the materials.
So even living in a humid climate could potentially be an issue.
It could, especially if you don't take the proper precautions.
Okay.
The article really emphasizes using a waterproof mattress protector.
Right.
That's a simple but super effective way to keep moisture away.
Yeah.
Also, making sure that you have good ventilation in your bedroom.
Okay.
Can help prevent excess humidity from building up.
That's a great tip, especially for our listeners in warmer climates.
Yes.
What about cleaning? Are there specific cleaning methods that could void the warranty?
There are definitely some do's and don'ts when it comes to cleaning.
Okay.
Vacuuming regularly is fine.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's encouraged. To keep dust and debris from building up for spot cleaning, a damp cloth and mild detergent should do the trick.
Mm.
But harsh chemicals or abrasive cleaners are a definite no-no.
Right.
Those can damage the materials and void your warranty.
So keeping it clean but gentle
is
the name of the game. It makes you realize how many everyday things could potentially affect that warranty.
Mm.
What about moving? Is there anything specific we need to be careful about when moving our PlankFirm Lux?
Yeah, moving is another time when damage can occur sometimes without us even realizing it.
Yeah.
The article has some good advice for protecting your mattress and your warranty during a move.
I'm all ears. I've definitely had some, shall we say, learning experiences when it comes to moving mattresses.
I think we all have.
Yeah.
First off, when you first get your plank from Lux, make sure you give it plenty of space and time to fully expand after unboxing.
Okay.
Don't try to rush the process or force it into a tight space.
That makes sense. I guess all that compressed foam needs some time to breathe.
Exactly. And when it comes to actually moving the mattress, lifting is always preferable to dragging.
Okay.
Dragging can put stress on the seams and cause hidden damage that might not be immediately apparent.
So you're saying even if I think I've moved it carefully, there could be damage lurking beneath the surface that could come back to bite me later.
It's definitely a possibility. That's why taking those extra precautions during a move is so important.
This is all reminding me of something that's probably everyone's least favorite task, keeping track of receipts.
Ugh.
I know I'm terrible at it, but yeah. I guess when it comes to warranties, that little piece of paper is pretty crucial.
It is. Your receipt is your proof of purchase, and you'll need it if you ever need to file a warranty claim.
Right.
The article recommends not only saving your physical receipt, but making a digital copy, just in case.
That's a smart move.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've dug through drawers and files searching for a lost receipt.
Oh, it's a universal struggle, but in this case, a little organization can go a long way in protecting your investment.
True, true. Speaking of protecting your investment, I think it's worth mentioning that even if you do everything right, things can still happen.
Right.
Mattresses, like any product, can have unexpected issues.
Yeah.
So what should you do if you suspect there might be a problem that's covered under warranty?
First things first, don't panic.
Mm-hmm.
The article suggests documenting any defects with photos or videos before you contact customer support.
Mm.
This can be really helpful in supporting your claim and giving the manufacturer a clear understanding of the issue.
That's a good tip. I'm always scrambling to find my phone when something goes wrong, so having photos ready to go would definitely save some stress.
Absolutely. And of course, when you do reach out to Plank from Lux, make sure you have your proof of purchase readily available.
Right.
They'll need that to verify your warranty coverage.
So it seems like being proactive is really the key takeaway here.
Yeah.
Understanding the warranty, taking good care of your mattress, and being prepared in case you need to make a claim. Right.
You nailed it. It's all about being informed and taking those simple steps to protect your investment. A little effort up front can save you a lot of headaches down the road.
Yeah.
And it's not just about protecting your financial investment, but also about getting the most out of your mattress in terms of comfort and longevity.
That's a great point. We've talked a lot about the technicalities of the warranty, but ultimately it's about enjoying a good night's sleep, right?
Absolutely. A good mattress is essential for good sleep, and knowing your investment is protected just makes that sleep even sweeter.
I couldn't agree more so. To sum it all up, understanding and following the guidelines of your Plank Firm Lux warranty is crucial, but it's also about taking those extra steps to care for your mattress and being prepared in case any issues arise.
Well said. It's all about being a savvy mattress owner and making sure you get the most out of that lifetime warranty.
And of course, for all of our listeners who are considering a Plank Firm Lux mattress, don't forget to check out that special discount link in our show notes. Mattress Advisory has generously offered a discount just for the Deep Dive listeners.
It's a fantastic opportunity to snag a great mattress at a great price.
Speaking of great mattresses, now that we've covered all the ins and outs of the warranty, I'm curious what other factors are important to you when choosing a mattress. Aside from the warranty, what makes you say, this is the one for me?
That's a great question. While the warranty provides peace of mind, comfort reigns supreme in my book, I want a mattress that feels like a dream one that cradles my body and allows me to fully relax and recharge.
I hear you. That feeling of sinking into a perfectly comfortable mattress is unmatched. What about firmness? Is that something you pay close attention to?
Absolutely. Being a side sleeper, I need a mattress with adequate pressure relief, especially around my hips and shoulders. But firmness preferences vary widely. Some individuals prefer a firmer surface while others prefer a plusher. Feel it all comes down to finding what works best for your body and sleeping position.
And let's not forget about the materials. Memory foam, latex hybrids.
Mm.
The options seem endless these days.
It can be overwhelming for sure. Personally, I gravitate toward natural materials like organic cotton and wool. Their breathability, hypoallergenic properties, and overall feel against the skin are qualities I appreciate. But again, personal preference plays a significant role in this decision.
It's fascinating how individual our sleep needs and preferences can be. Speaking of which, I've heard that temperature regulation is another crucial factor to consider, especially if you tend to sleep hot.
Absolutely. I'm someone who tends to overheat at night, so a mattress that promotes good airflow and has cooling properties is essential for me. There are some innovative materials and designs out there that address this issue very effectively.
It seems like choosing a mattress is a real journey of discovery. There are so many variables to consider, and what works for one person might not work for another.
I completely agree. It's a personal decision, and taking the time to research and find the perfect match for your specific needs and preferences is well worth the effort. After all, we spend a significant portion of our lives in bed. Shouldn't it be a haven of comfort and support where we can truly recharge and wake up feeling refreshed?
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today, from the nitty-gritty of warranty details to those all-important comfort factors that contribute to a truly restful sleep.
It's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you. I hope our listeners feel empowered to make informed decisions about their mattress purchases and enjoy countless nights of peaceful slumber.
And speaking of informed decisions, don't forget about that special discount link for the Plank Firm Lux mattress in our show notes. It's a fantastic mattress with a solid warranty, and Mattress Advisory has been kind enough to offer a discount exclusively for our listeners.
Be sure to check it out. It's a great opportunity to experience the Plank Firm Lux firsthand.
Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of mattresses and warranties. We hope you found it insightful and helpful. Until next time, sleep well. So keeping it clean but gentle, that's the key takeaway there, but it makes you realize just how many everyday things could potentially affect that warranty, right?
Yeah, for sure.
What about moving? Is there anything specific that we need to be careful about when we move our Plank Firm Lux?
Yeah, moving is definitely another time when damage can occur.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes without us even realizing it.
Right.
The article had some really good advice for protecting your mattress.
Oh,
and your warranty during a move?
I am all ears. I have had some, shall we say, learning experiences when it comes to moving mattresses.
Oh, I think we all have.
Yeah.
So first off, when you first get your Plank Firm Lux, make sure you give it plenty of space and time to, like, fully expand after unboxing.
Okay.
Don't try to rush the process or force it into a tight space.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess all that compressed foam needs a little time to breathe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to actually moving the mattress, lifting is always preferable to dragging.
Gotcha.
Dragging can put stress on the seams and potentially cause hidden damage that might not be immediately apparent.
So you're saying even if I think I've moved it carefully, there could be damage lurking beneath the surface that could come back to bite me later.
It's definitely a possibility. That's why taking those extra precautions during a move is so important.
This is all reminding me of something that's probably everyone's least favorite task.
Oh.
Keeping track of receipts.
Yeah.
I know I'm terrible at it, but I guess when it comes to warranties, that little piece of paper is pretty crucial, huh?
Yeah. It is. Your receipt is your proof of purchase.
Okay.
And you'll need it if you ever have to file a warranty claim.
Makes sense.
The article recommends not only saving your physical receipt, but also making a digital copy just in case.
Oh, that's a really smart move.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many times I've dug through drawers and files searching for a lost receipt.
Oh, it's a universal struggle.
It is.
But in this case, a little organization can go a long way in protecting your investment.
For sure. For sure. Speaking of protecting your investment, you know, I think it's worth mentioning that even if you do everything right, things can still happen. Mattresses, like any product, they can have unexpected issues. So what should you do if you think there might be a problem, you know, that's covered under warranty?
Well, first things first, don't panic.
Okay, good advice.
The article suggests documenting any defects with photos or videos before you contact customer support.
Interesting.
This can be really helpful in supporting your claim and giving the manufacturer a clear understanding of the issue.
That's a good tip. I'm always like scrambling to find my phone when something goes wrong.
Right.
So having photos ready to go would definitely save some stress.
Absolutely. And of course, when you do reach out to Plank Firm Lux, make sure you have your proof of purchase readily available.
Right.
They'll need that to verify your warranty coverage.
So it seems like being proactive is really the key takeaway here. You know,
yeah.
Understanding the warranty, taking good care of your mattress, and being prepared in case you need to make a claim.
You nailed it. It's all about being informed and taking those simple steps to protect your investment. You know, a little effort up front can save you a lot of headaches down the road.
That's true.
And it's not just about protecting your financial investment, but also about getting the most out of your mattress in terms of comfort and longevity.
Yeah, that's a great point. We've talked a lot about the technicalities of the warranty, you know, but ultimately it's about enjoying a good night's sleep.
Absolutely.
Right.
A good mattress is essential for good sleep.
Yeah.
And knowing that your investment is protected just makes that sleep even sweeter.
I couldn't agree more. So to sum it all up, understanding and following the guidelines of your Plank Firm Lux warranty is crucial. But it's also about taking those extra steps to care for your mattress and being prepared just in case any issues arise.
Well said. It's all about being a savvy mattress owner and making sure that you get the most out of that lifetime warranty.
And of course, for all of our listeners who are considering a PlankFirm Lux mattress, don't forget to check out that special discount link in our show notes.
Yes.
Mattress Advisory has generously offered a discount just for Deep Dive listeners.
It's a fantastic opportunity to snag a great mattress at a great price.
Speaking of great mattresses, now that we've covered all the ins and outs of the warranty,
yeah,
I'm curious what other factors are important to you when choosing a mattress. Aside from the warranty, what makes you say, this is the one for me?
That's a great question. While the warranty provides peace of mind, comfort reigns supreme for me.
Okay.
I want a mattress that feels like a dream one, that cradles my body and allows me to fully relax and recharge.
I hear that feeling of sinking into a perfectly comfortable mattress is unmatched. What about firmness? Is that something you pay close attention to?
Yeah, firmness is really important, especially for me as a side sleeper. I need something that provides good pressure relief, especially around my hips and shoulders.
Right.
But firmness preferences really vary widely.
Oh, yeah.
Some people prefer a really firm surface while others want something softer and plusher. You know, it really comes down to finding what works best for you, your body, and your sleeping position.
And let's not forget about the materials. Memory foam. Latex hybrids. The options seem endless.
It can be overwhelming, yeah, for sure. Personally, I really like natural materials.
Yeah.
Like organic cotton and wool.
Yeah.
You know, they're really breathable and hypoallergenic, and they just feel really nice against the skin.
Right.
But again, personal preference is key.
It's so interesting how individual our sleep needs and preferences really are. Speaking of which, I've heard that temperature regulation is another big thing to consider, especially if you're someone who tends to sleep hot.
Absolutely. I am someone who tends to overheat at night. So for me, a mattress that like promotes good airflow and has some cooling properties, it's essential.
Yeah.
Luckily, there are some really innovative materials and designs out there these days that really address this issue effectively.
Yeah, it seems like choosing a mattress is a real journey of discovery.
It is.
So many things to consider.
Right.
What works for one person might not work for someone else.
I totally agree. It's a personal decision. And taking the time to research and find the perfect match for your needs and preferences is well worth the effort.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, we spend a significant portion of our lives in bed, right?
Right.
So it should be a haven of comfort and support where we can fully recharge and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, I think we covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the nitty-gritty details of warranties to those all-important comfort factors.
Yeah.
That make for a truly restful sleep.
It's been such a pleasure diving into this topic with you.
Likewise.
I hope our listeners feel empowered to make informed decisions about their mattress purchases.
Yeah.
And enjoy countless nights of peaceful slumber.
Absolutely. And speaking of informed decisions, don't forget about that special discount link for the PlankFirm Lux mattress in our show notes.
Yes.
Mattress Advisory has been kind enough to offer a discount just for our listeners.
Be sure to check it out. It's a fantastic opportunity to experience the PlankFirm Lux for yourself.
Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of mattresses and warranties. We hope you found it insightful and helpful. Until next time, sleep well.